Introduction. This book exists because I got tired of watching talented people lose their money, their confidence, and occasionally their marriages opening restaurants that should have worked. Not bad people. Not stupid people. People with genuine skill, real passion, and enough capital to build something meaningful. Who failed because nobody told them what they were actually getting into. Not the romantic version. Not the follow your passion version. The version where the grease trap backs up during a health inspection. The investor calls on a Tuesday morning asking why revenue is 30% below projection. And the head chef you spent 4 months recruiting hands in their notice because someone offered them £3,000 more per year. The hospitality industry does not lack enthusiasm. It lacks a manual. I have spent more than 25 years in this industry across Hong Kong, Shanghai, Dubai, Beijing, Koh Samui, France, Spain, and Holland, opening venues, consulting on launches, and watching from close range as concepts succeeded or collapsed. The ones that collapsed rarely failed for the reasons their founders assumed. The food was usually fine. The location was usually defensible. The passion was never in question. They failed because the concept was not defined with enough precision to survive contact with the market. They failed because the capital ran out 2 months before the venue reached stability. They failed because the business plan projected 90% occupancy from month one, and the real number was 40%. They failed because the legal structure was assembled on a handshake. The licensing timeline was underestimated by 6 months, or the design was built for photographs rather than service. Every one of those failures was preventable. Not with more money, not with more luck, with more process. This is not a book about how to cook, how to mix cocktails, or how to design a beautiful dining room. There are excellent books on all of those subjects, and this is not one of them. This is a book about the commercial, operational, and strategic infrastructure that must be in place before the first plate leaves the kitchen, and the discipline required to maintain it during the 18 to 24 months it takes for a new venue to find its stride. The book is organized into four parts that mirror the life cycle of opening a venue. Part 1. The concept, chapters 1 to 5, defines what you are building. You will develop a concept, research its market, build its brand, document the vision, and validate it against real evidence before a penny is committed. At the end of part 1, you will hold 5 documents: a concept canvas, a market research template, a brand identity brief, a 1-page concept document, and a go/no-go decision matrix that together constitute a launch dossier no competitor on the shelf can match. Part 2, the plan, chapters 6 to 10, turns the concept into a business. You will write a business plan, calculate your capital requirements, raise investment on terms that protect your equity, establish the legal foundations, and build a project timeline with milestones and accountability. At the end of part 2, the concept has a commercial engine. Part 3, the venue, chapters 11 to 15, builds the physical operation. Location, design, licensing, team, and menu. The decisions that determine what your customers will actually experience. Every chapter in this section applies a single test to every decision. Does this work on a Friday night at 10 p.m., when the room is full and the kitchen is at capacity? Part 4. The opening, chapters 16 to 20, brings customers through the door and keeps them coming back. Pre-opening marketing, digital presence, agency and partnership strategy, the soft launch, and the first 90 days of trading, the period that determines whether the venue reaches stability or enters a spiral. Every chapter contains the same structural elements because consistency in a reference book is not a stylistic choice. It is a courtesy to the reader who needs to find something at midnight when the problem is live. Each chapter opens with a specific scenario, usually a real venue, in a real market, facing a real consequence. Each contains a minimum of 5 sourced data points, 3 to 5 named case studies, and at least 1 practical worksheet or framework that the reader can complete immediately. Each includes a debrief in 3 parts: the error, the fallout, the fix. Drawn from my own experience, or from Steve Cromie, a hospitality consultant whose career spans the Burj Khalifa, the Armani Hotel Dubai, and beach clubs across Southeast Asia. Steve's stories appear in chapters 12, 14, 18, and 19. His fingerprints are on more of the book than the attribution suggests. The footnotes are mine. They are the tangents, the asides, and the observations that do not fit the main argument, but refuse to stay in the margins. If you find them useful, that is their purpose. If you find them entertaining, that is my personality. If you find them irritating, I understand, and I wrote them anyway. A note on geography. This book draws on markets I have worked in directly: the UK, Hong Kong, mainland China, the UAE, Thailand, France, Spain, and Holland. It also draws on research from the United States, Australia, and the broader European market. Where regulations, costs, or cultural expectations are jurisdiction-specific, the text says so. Where a principle is universal, and most of the principles in this book are universal, because the physics of running a restaurant do not change dramatically between London and Bangkok, the text presents it as such. If you are opening a venue in a market not explicitly covered, the frameworks still apply. The numbers will be different. The process will not. A note on who this book is for. It is for the first-time operator who has the capital, the ambition, and the concept, but not the roadmap. It is for the experienced hospitality professional opening their own place for the first time after years of working in someone else's. It is for the career changer who has spent 20 years in finance or law or technology and now wants to open the wine bar they have been thinking about since their second child was born. And it is for the investor who wants to understand what a properly prepared hospitality launch looks like, so they can distinguish the operators who have done the work from the ones who have done the dreaming. It is not for the operator who believes passion is sufficient. Passion is necessary. It is not sufficient. This book is the bridge between the two. One final thing. Optimism is the most expensive emotion in hospitality. You will encounter that phrase more than once in the pages that follow. It is not cynicism. It is the hard-won observation that the gap between what an operator hopes will happen and what actually happens is measured in cash. And cash, unlike optimism, is finite. Every framework, every worksheet, and every data point in this book exists to close that gap. Not to eliminate optimism, to discipline it. Let's begin.